Downward. Tell us the latest, Pat. Well, how's it going?
Well, good morning. Well, we're not out of the woods yet. I know the sun's been shining for a few days. The lake's dropping just a little bit, but we still have a lot of water in the lake. We have rain in the forecast pretty much every day for the next 5 days. And I think we still don't let our guards down, although we have some time right now. And I think that's the key. That's why the evacuation advisory was lifted, and just put a high water advisory on, because we have a few hours of days to notify people if this turns around again.
Yeah, we're seeing the levels here kind of around 1134.66 at the moment. And do you have any more updated information regarding inflows? The last I've seen was around 24,000 CFS.
And I'm hearing that's still dropping off. I don't have accurate information. We don't get those until around 11 o'clock today. And then we'll know what the three-day forecast is and what their projections, but it looks like to me the core, at least from what I understood yesterday from Brian McNulty, is they're going to leave that 30,000 outflow there until we get down to about 1128. So it's probably June 10th or something like that before they'll even think about shutting that back.
And the American Red Cross shelter, I believe, is closing at 10 a.m., if I'm remembering the time correctly, this morning. Do you know numbers of maybe some of the folks that are still out there and kind of how that that transition has been going?
Well, I know it was 11. It went down to 5, and I think it's even lower than that yesterday evening. But I don't have numbers from overnight.
Okay, fair enough. And also, I believe it was the hotline and the EOC shut down last night, was it?
Yes. We shut down. We're gonna open back up this morning at 7:30, and it looks like we're probably going to, once it gets to 11:34, we're probably going to go to daily meetings again, like we did as we ramped up.
And I guess moving forward, There is still potential for rain, and there's still a lot of water out there. I believe I've heard it would still take probably a couple of weeks if we were to have like pretty dry conditions for it to drain all the way down. And I guess moving forward, what are some of the prime concerns or things you want residents to keep in mind, I guess?
Well, I think the key to all of this is it's going to take a while to get that lake back down into what I consider the manageable state. You know, get the water off the spillway gates and things like that, and it all kind of depends on Mother Nature and whether or not she drops more rain on us. Looks like the rains this week are they're predicting like 1 to 3 inches over the next 4 to 5 days, which don't hurt us a lot. Although, if they fall in the right place, we could have flash flooding. We could see Wildcat come back, things like that. So. It's probably going to be, I think Brian McNulty said that it looked like the big lakes up in, very north end of the Missouri, looks like it's going to be October before they get their, all their water drained out and the snow melt has started to make some of those rise. And they're in the 70% range now for being full,
and a high water advisory is still in effect. That's just to say to warn residents that there is the potential if things progress in a certain way that there could be some high water out there. But that doesn't mean it's imminent or pending in like a couple days or anything like that. That's just an advisory at the point.
That's exactly right. That means with a good hard rain, we could see a high water and we could see a pretty fast increase. And we just want people to know that. The potential is there, and until we get the lake down a little more and the outflows decrease a little bit, I think we just have to be cognizant of that.
And there's still some restrictions around the dam area along the roads. I saw a map put up on social media, I believe it was yesterday, just sort of advising folks who are coming out there to check things out where to go and probably where more likely or more relevantly where not to go.
Right. There's still construction going on, and there's restrictions around certain parts of the spillway and the outflow tubes.
And I feel like it's always relevant or important to mention for those who are going up there, be careful of the stream banks. You were talking about that they may be deteriorated due to the high levels of water and the flows we've seen, and you don't want to fall into those waters.
That's exactly right. That we've had people sharing concerns with us of people going down, staying along Rocky Ford, in some of those areas, along bridges, and we just need to stay away from those floodwaters.
And have we? I know there was a little bit of concern about animals possibly being. Have we seen a lot of animals maybe fleeing waters at the moment, or turtles or anything of the like?
Well, I did see turtles last week, but that other than that, I haven't seen any reports of snakes or mice or rats or anything like that.
All right. Well, Pat, is there anything else you want to get out to the residents or that you think is real pertinent, or do you think we covered a lot of the highlights for the moment?
No, I think that's it. Just be safe and stay vigilant.
Well, Pat, thanks again. Thanks for calling in with an update. And if you have any more information, feel free to call in. Our air is your air whenever you need it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. That's Pat Collins telling us the latest regarding Tuttle Creek elevations and the situation out there. As he said, situation has improved a bit, but there's a lot of water yet, and rain in the forecast. We'll see how things come. They're going to be alert. We'll be alert. Stay tuned into our social media. We'll be posting any of our most recent updates or more frequently there. News Radio KMAN.